Saturday evening, September 20th, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, led by David Bowden, presents Made in USA with music of Aaron Copland, George Gershwin, and Leroy Anderson. Our guest is the piano soloist for the concert, Jeffrey Beagle. Jeffrey, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you're a pianist, a composer, an arranger, really an entrepreneur of the arts. This time it's two works that really are very important for American music, one well-known and one much less known. Let's talk first about the Gershwin.
Sure. Well, Rhapsody in Blue, everybody knows Rhapsody in Blue, of course. The version that I play, though, stems from his original 1924 manuscripts, and the original score has some 88 measures in the piano solo cadenza part scattered throughout the piece, which were cut just to make it more marketable and saleable after its successful premiere. And with gratitude to the Gershwin estate, who allowed a friend of mine, Dr. Alicia Zizzo, to excavate the Gershwin archives at the Library of Congress, she found these scores, and she was able to introduce a new solo piano version of Rhapsody in Blue, incorporating these missing measures, plus the original ending, which ends rather on the third beat of the last measure as opposed to the downbeat. And rather than four chords leading up to the end that the pianist typically plays, the original manuscript has this kind of tremolo figure in both hands that kind of look like the guys in the old vaudevillian minstrel shows shaking their, waving their hands at the audience. It's a very interesting piece now for me because of these extra parts that are put back into the score.
So, Jeffrey, we have something that'll start out in a way that we're all familiar with.
Exactly.
There'll be some things we don't know and are surprised by in the body, and then it ends a little differently. Should be quite an experience.
Exactly. Well, I'm looking forward. It's always a challenge to play it with every different orchestra.
The other piece that you're playing with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic is by a composer that everyone knows. It's Leroy Anderson, and we know Sleigh Ride and Fiddle Faddle and the Syncopated Clock and the Typewriter. And every concert band this summer has played Bugler's Holiday. But this is the Piano Concerto.
Yes. We all grew up with the LPs of these Leroy Anderson pieces, and each piece is just so well done and so harmonically ingenious, and the melodies, you could sing any of them. I mean, the trademarks of really good pieces. And I always wished he had written for the piano some pieces when I was growing up, and I knew of nothing. And one night in 92, I arrived in Cincinnati to do a Sunday afternoon recital, and I arrived the Saturday evening, opened up the Cincinnati Post and saw the concert for Cincinnati Pops, and it said Leroy Anderson Piano Concerto. And I was like, whoa. I mad dashed down there very quickly, and I was just enthralled with this piece, and I went backstage and congratulated Eric Klenzel, conductor of the Pops, and I thanked him for bringing this piece out of its hiding somewhere on a shelf, and I took the piece into my heart and hands and brought it to as many places as I possibly can. So here we are some 16 years later playing this concerto quite a bit. And, you know, it's a wonderful piece. It's the kind of piece that everybody will just want to hear again because it has everything in it that makes it a great piano concerto. It's beautiful melodies. The harmonies are really beautiful, and the rhythms, and he has octaves and thirds and scales and anything you need, it's in there.
Anything you need, it's in there. We've been talking with pianist Jeffrey Beagle. He's the guest artist for the concert Made in the USA. David Bowden leading the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic Saturday night at 7:30. Musically Speaking takes place 50 minutes prior to the concert. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.